There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gone through the list of moves that went down when it comes to the NFL trade deadline, which passed. It was over yesterday at 4 p.m., and we saw with it the Falcons not make a move. And so a lot of people, I'm going to pull a bow. Am I going to pull a bow here?
A lot of people.
Do
of
it.
People
do it. Been, let the hate flow through you.
I don't have any hate in my body, but a lot of people have been. Let the hate flow. I can't stand you.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been, getting a pulse of the Twitter.
What people? I'm late, Tiffany. What people? Oh, your Twitter people?
Are your Twitter people, Tiffany? A lot of people not happy that they did not make a move, but was it necessary?
That's a great way to phrase that question.
That is
maybe.
Don't put that hate on me, Ricky Bobby. Okay. I was it necessary? Time will tell. I wanted them
to. A guy used to say that to me.
I know.
Freaking clown.
Well, you said it to me. I'll just wait and see.
Time will tell. Loser.
What I will tell you, easy. What I will tell you is that, I mean, he might have been, but I'm not.
Not you. Sorry.
I don't think so. I wanted them to make a move, but I also did not want them to make a move where you not only mortgage a future, but just give up on the future for a player that is A, not your future, and B, doesn't put you over the top. Za'Darius Smith was a guy that I think a lot of people targeted, right?
Yeah. He was a popular name out there, there's no doubt.
Three-time Pro Bowler. I think he had double-digit sacks three times in his career and had five this year. He wasn't coming here, though, playing oppo Myles Garrett. And he, for whatever reason, they couldn't get that deal done. And I think, and Azeez Ojulari, the Giants weren't trading. I still don't know if either one of those guys, though, was the player that said, now the Falcons are going to the Super Bowl.
Yes. And that's where the truth lies, right? Are you one player away? Because we've already talked about the fact that you've traded away three picks. Now, you might get one back, but next year you got rid of three picks in next year's draft. And I think that's the question, Bo, that answers what Tiff said. And I love the way that Tiff phrased that question is, should they have made a move? I get why they didn't, because I'm with you. I don't know that they are one player away from me being their Super Bowl champions. And when you look at the teams that did make those moves, let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens. Let's talk about the Detroit Lions, maybe even the Washington Commanders, who we'll see in a couple of weeks. I think those teams feel like they are one player away. And I think the Falcons are very, very good. I think a Super Bowl run is possible in this team. But not enough to where, and we've already shown it, that this is a team that's focused on longevity, not on right now. And I think that showed out yesterday at the trade deadline.
When you say that, let me even break it down more. This is a team that's trying to make a 2 to 3 to 4 year run with this core. And that's depending on how long they decide to stay with Kirk Cousins and the Michael Penix stuff, which is not even in talk, a conversation right now. But that's just a 2 to 4 year run is what this team's looking at, not a one and done. And that is why you brought Ryan, because you have this core that's together for at least a couple more years. Kyle Pitts will be under this same kind of for another year. Drake's got a couple more years. Bijan, they're young players with that. And then you have some defensive guys that are young, too. You've already locked AJ up. Jesse's under contract. So that's what, to me, it's about for the next couple years. It doesn't mean you're not going to make one this year. We've seen it happen before. Atlanta was 7-5 in 2016 in December, mind you, December. Just remember that.
Yeah.
So when you look at the pass rushers that you had named that could have maybe been up for grabs and that didn't happen, are you confident enough in this defense that they can help them to make that Super Bowl run, given what we saw, at least against Dallas? And I know Dallas has their struggles, but maybe that gets the ball rolling, at least in the sack department.
I am confident in this defense is ascending right now. That's what I will say. Now, I think getting through some of the playoff quarterbacks that you'll have to play and some of the running games you'd have to play down the stretch, that's another conversation. You're not getting what you need out of Matthew Judon. Let's put it plain and simple. You made the trade that everybody was talking about making yesterday. You already made that trade. You traded for Matthew Judon for a third rounder. You already did that. The bottom line is you're having the conversations yesterday because you're not getting what you thought you would out of that trade the first time around. Matthew Judon is not getting home, and a lot of times it doesn't even look like he's trying to get home. We watched him on tape numerous times, and we talked Monday about the fact that D'Angelo Malone was getting some of his first burn of the season. There's a reason for that. If you think Matthew Judon is that guy, and you're Jimmy Lake and Raheem Morris, and you think Judon's going to get home in some of these big situations, you don't risk it by putting D'Angelo Malone on the field for him. But right now, you're getting better productivity out of D'Angelo Malone than you are Matthew Judon because he's playing very, very, very hard into the whistle.
Yeah, I think you also saw the most snap counts Ebukadie's gotten all year, and he played 70% of the defensive snaps, which was 54 snaps. Judon played it 52%, which was at 40, which if I go back, he's always in that 40 range. His biggest play in the last few weeks was a pass breakup Sunday, actually, Judon I'm speaking of, yeah. Which probably saved a touchdown for a screen pass because they had it set up. They had two guys on two guys, and Jake Ferguson was about to rumble
so
down
the
field.
So why do you think it's not working?
I think there's the problem. Because he's not, I'll tell you, he's not winning his one-on-ones. He's getting there. Whether you like Jimmy Lake's defense, whether you like the DBs playing at death, whatever you want to talk about, they are absolutely giving him one-on-one opportunities, Stephanie, and he is not winning them. And whether it's he's out of shape, which I've heard, whether he's playing through an injury, whether the Patriots knew something we didn't, whether he doesn't trust the bicep, I don't know what it is, but he won those early in the season, and he's not winning them now.
He looks like a guy on film to me, and we've talked a number of times, guys, about Jimmy Lake's defense playing off, allowing the underneath throws, allowing the quick throws, and that's one of the reasons you've had both the last 2 weeks. We've come out and said after the first quarter, I think Baker Mayfield and Dak both, I don't know that either one of them threw an incompletion in the first quarter, right? And so you look at the depth. Matthew Judon, to me, is playing like a guy who knows that the ball is going to come out very quickly, right? It's almost like he's looking to tip the pass or to jump and tip a pass. Now, there are situations where that is coached and that is being told, but now it's kind of bled over into, your five-step drops and the quarterback's back there, and he still looks like he's in that kind of situation. So, Tiff, I don't know. To answer your question, it's a great question. I don't know the in-game answer to that because I think every different situation I see Matthew Judon in calls for a different ability, and he's not getting home in any of them.
The people that want to crush Arnold Ebukadie, and I hear it a lot. I know that some of them are on Twitter, Tiff. I've heard,
impulsive. Let the hate flow.
People. But I'm going to tell you, rewatch the game or watch the All-22. Figure out how to watch. You can go NFL.com or NFL Plus, whatever. The way they come off of the ball, Judon compared to Ebukadie, they are two different players, but they are playing
it's visible
completely. One is quick, and I hate the violent, but one is rated NC-17 for violence compared to the other one.
Yeah,
and it's not that bad. It's not like they're different. I don't understand because I think Judon. I know the guy has. He's that guy. That's why I'm like, is it an injury or maybe Mike might have a point, and I never even thought about it. I don't think anybody on those radio stations brought it up. Is playing for the quick pass to come out. But what I will tell you is that the guy that might be used more. The biggest key to me in this defense is getting Troy Anderson back, and the reason I think is that. Is I think that they can use Caden Ellis in so many different ways, and I only expect him in the pass rush game, even off the edge, to go up. I don't think they want him coming off the edge constantly. I think he's too light in the rear a little bit, and sometimes guys like that, you know, only at 240 pounds, that was one of the knocks on Vic Beasley. That's the thing you love about Judon and Ebba Katie. They're both a little bit bigger, you know. But I think you could see him used in a lot more versatile ways. And, you know, we could get down the road and we might get to week 12 or what are we, week 9 now? I know we're in week 10. So, Liv Skate, we might get to week 16 and you might say, man, Caden Ellis has had 5 sacks since the trade deadline.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
That would be awesome because, I mean, we've
Don't tempt me with a good time.
I mean, hell, week 8 we had 6 as a team.
Hey, let's go.
So,
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.